Just reminding ourselves, like you said, just a minute ago, these things are eminently so comforting. Such comfort is in these truths, to help those who are struggling with grief and pain. Pain, like we said, takes many different shapes and forms, and this is the Lord is good, and He uses these truths to instruct us, to remind us, to comfort us. We haven't even talked about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comforts us, as we know. So any thoughts on that? I don't want to go rush off to the next question.
Well, it is true that 2 Corinthians 1, we are comforted with his comfort that we might comfort others. And I think that we should never waste our trials. We should never waste our suffering. God has a sovereign purpose in it. And our character growth, being conformed to the image of Christ, is part of that. Another part of it is that we in turn would help others as a result of the suffering we've been through. And I did a lot of writing about Nancy, and still do sometimes in blogs. I've quoted from her journal a lot. Have done many things that are grief related, simply because of the grieving that I've been going through. So you share out of your own life. And I've had so many people who have contacted us, and that blog that you did on grieving, or that blog where you quoted Nancy. And people who say, I never knew Nancy, but I feel like I know her now. And to have her journal, and the things she said in her journal, what a comfort and encouragement to me. One of the stories that I tell that has been immensely, not only comforting to people, but instructive to people, is telling the story of how, 8 days before Nancy died, she said to me, I think it's obvious now I'm going to go home to be with the Lord. I would like our family to all be together. We have a daughter and son-in-law and three grandkids in Southern California. We're in Portland, Oregon area, and our others, two grandsons and their parents, our other daughter and her husband live up here. So they're nearby. We could call them in at short notice, but we wanted to include obviously the rest of the family. So I called him. I said, any possible way that literally tomorrow that you could fly up? And he's a pastor, and he was preaching that morning. So it was not an easy thing for them. It was also transitioning that very day to becoming the senior pastor of the church. Fortunately, there wasn't like a reception that day that they had to miss. We probably would have told them, don't miss it. But we ended up being very happy that they came, because the next day, on Monday, she had the strength to meet with all the family, 13 of us, all around her bed. And here we are, talking with her, and she has the strength. And it was hard for her, but she's saying things to each of the grandkids. And among the things she says is, don't be bitter at the Lord for him taking me home. He has his reasons for it. I'm going to be far better off. I know each of you know and love Jesus, and that means I'm going to see you in that world. And I just encourage you to walk with Jesus. It's never been more important. Trust him. Have faith in him. So she spoke into their lives. And I'm telling you, it was amazing. We're all crying. And several of the grandkids, the ones that are 19 now, that were 17 then, two of them just said, okay, I will never forget this. And one of them said, Grams, if you going through this and facing death can have this kind of a faith in Jesus, that teaches me that any problems I've faced are very small and God will be with me in those. The change in our kids' lives, we got to all got together in Arizona, I guess it was, on the 1 year anniversary. We just spent time together, and it was just like a huge thing. And we all, okay, a year ago, Grams died. In my case, Nancy died. In the case of our daughters, their mom died. And we talked it through, and we were unforgettable experience. Well, so many people have said, all right. And I've said this once in a blog. Okay. You don't have to wait until you're dying to do this. Right. So you could do it sooner, but certainly if you are suffering and have reason to believe you ultimately could die from this, do it and call the family together. And of course, somebody, if they die in a car accident, they don't have the warning, but here's the warning. You're going to die. Okay. So unless Jesus returns in our lifetime, and so far he has not returned in the lifetime of any believer in the last 2000 years, right? I mean, that's fair to say. Is he going to return? Of course he's going to return. But anybody who just assumes it's going to be before they get sick and die, or die in an accident or whatever, not true. So take advantage of the opportunity you have right now to speak into the lives of your family members.